고건제배 고노나 테네 초산포토 부소고부시.
So then as the different types of objects which could serve as the object of listening and reflecting, our teacher, the Buddha, has presented three levels of teachings, providing the meaning to be reflected, the meaning to be listened to, reflected over, and meditated on.
디는 중골 손데 나니 데레 콜로 바파 중골 바르카소 존네 남반 탐켄진데 이시게 바르제 추 탐케 뎀바르 마도 파암 랑그 모르 마도 파 동반네도 송바레 데네 데터 송바 고도 라오말라르 안동 진동 니 그나니
So then, from among the three turnings of the wheel of Dharma, the middle turning presents the emptiness from ranging from form all the way up to omniscience. That all of these are do not exist or have no existence of their own, with an essence of their own. So this emptiness presented in these terms and ranging from form to omniscience is treated of in the Madhyamaka teachings, which are subdivided into the self-empty middle path and the empty of other middle path. And what will be briefly explained today is the emptiness as presented by the Rangtong Madhyamaka, the self-empty middle path.
Teya Rangtong ki jo gu pa ju chi ne korwa ta nyang yin len de pa chu tham che rangang o tongpa nye tu ten pa se na tene Rangtong ki jo pa re.
So the reason for calling it self-empty middle path is that all of the phenomena, whether it be those of samsara or those of nirvana, are taught as not existing with an essence of their own. They are empty in themselves, and this is the reason for applying this term empty in themselves or self-empty.
Tene oma rantong ke lo da, korwa rangka ngowi madopa rantong yinpa maze, nyangin len depa yang rangka ngowi madopa rantong.
So within these teachings of the self-empty middle path, it is not only the phenomena of the samsaric cycle that do not exist with their own essence, but also nirvana does not exist with its own essence. It is empty in itself.
Tene rantong ki pa tanda karre sa na korwa tang nyangin len de pe chu nam la tanda chu zi ji hirab yang tak pe ke na tene rang la ngo nyi ka ma re ngo mi nyi pa ngo ma ro pa te rantong ki pa tanda
So then the meaning of this term self-empty refers to the fact that when analyzed with a precise knowledge, analyzing genuine reality, one finds no existence of an actual essence within the phenomena either of samsara or nirvana. And therefore,
self-empty.
So then one could ask whether this self-emptiness of the phenomena of samsara and nirvana would be something that only is established through reasoning. And this is not the case, because besides the ability to establish this through reasoning, it has also been taught by the Lord Buddha, not only a single time, but extensively, and not only extensively, but very extensively, in fact, extremely extensively.
Tene oma rantong pa tela ngoni me par ma ba oma pa chi phayer to yons ta pa phayer se kar re jagar to yons ta pa jagar ke khe pan.
And the teachers who have presented these teachings about the self-empty middle path are very famous in the noble land, and where and where is this noble land? It is India itself.
Ngo me bete da karre, karre le ngo me bare, kowa le ngo yo mare, kowa ngo me bare, kowa ngo me ba ye do, nyangi le de ba ya ngo me bare, nyangi le de ba la pa pa ji yo ne yang de ngo me bare, nyangi le de ba la la pa.
So then, not only is samsara lacking in an essence of an actual substantial essence of its own, but also nirvana is lacking in this substantial essence. And there is nothing greater than nirvana, there's nothing surpassing nirvana, but that insurpassability of nirvana is also lacking in an essence of its own.
Chiranso danzen je namto ki dala dala rana rani la thor mekte narana mogun do samdo ga o te samnya danzen je namto te thoba re ma to ran dan dala mo yo ma de to so ma jensin kar re
So then, due to ego clinging, one has the idea of self, so one refers to oneself as if that were something existing, and one thinks that one exists oneself, but this is not actually the case, because the basis for the imputation of the name self are the five skandhas, and in analyzing these five aggregates one at a time, one discovers no actual essence being that which constitutes these skandhas as such. That is to say, they have no self-entity, they have no essence or self. So the self referred to by the term is not found when investigating the basis on which that name is applied.
Tiyan pe na phongpo nga ina ne rakwa de zog je phongpo re. Zog je phongpo te rang ke lu am rang ke zokong de la tiye na nye lu, da ke lu. San ne denpa chonde san ne rawa. Denpa chonde yo maare. Lu la ngo yo maare karan se ni yin la ke chokwa re. Yin la ngo yo maare cha khe je chokwa re. Lakpan de la ngo yo maare Zomu chakhe je chokwa re. Zomu la ngo yo maare chik chokwa re. Chik la ngo yo maare sokya chokwa re. Sokya la ngo yo maare dutin je chokwa re. Dutin la ngo yo maare chami je chokwa re. Chami la ngo yo maare chami chaba te madhava re. Di se na lu la ngo yo maare. Ngo yo saba te namdo te chiran sun chur deva re. Chupu namdo te la wang cha te je yo maare. Te la wang kenpo zo na kanga kenpo zo gre.
If we take any one of these skandhas, like for example the aggregate of form, and looks at that more closely, then we have this body, and in relation to the body, one thinks, this is my body, this is me, this is mine. Or this is me. And in order to be able to say that, there would have to be an essence on the basis of which one could apply that term, me. So if this essence were to exist, then one should be able to find it in the body, but in looking at the body to find its essence, one, instead of finding an essential essentially existing unit, one finds that it's subdivided down into branches and parts. So if you take one of the branches, like the arm, it subdivides down into the different parts of the arm and the hand subdivides into fingers, the fingers into digits, the digits into parts, and those parts into various finer parts. And those, through investigating those, one arrives at the atoms, and investigating those closer and closer, one finds that the atom disappears out into...
Go, Maria.
In investigating the parts of the atom, they become finer and finer until finally there's nothing left to find. So, in other words, to think of an I in relation to this form is a mere delusion. It's a mere deluded idea. And one should not give this deluded idea any sort of credence. One shouldn't give it any power, because through giving that... through taking that idea seriously, a great many difficulties arise for oneself.
Tina kerancho sosola mareri la lule tembe donga mandava na sokwa ji ngodo wa donga chenpo lule tembe donga chenpo ne zonde chongchong dambo ke tokdan akoson Togdang ke so jabe donga chenjo donga mandra ba chi yong wa te kang te ne so re se na te donga te hla ke che pa tan wa ya ma re kun jo ke che pa tan wa ya kun jo ki che pa tan che pa ko so kang na tan kun jo ke zo ba ya ma re jume le so wa ya ma re ana kang te ne so re lu la da te je ba dan je je nam to te ติจุมหามะโกติลุละดาตินเจนบะตันเจนเจนนัมโตเตนทบะยินบะหามะโกนอร์เวนนัมโตยินบะหามะโกเตซาเจนโบเรซานะดันเจนเจนนัมโตละวันจะเจนโบเตปะวันเจนโบวันจะเจนโบเตปะละตินเตดงาติซงวะเรเตดงาซงนะยะดุจุงโอเยเออเออ
So then, how is it that if there's no self connected with this form, then how is it that the suffering arises? Because one has all of these various sufferings, both very serious ones and also very slight, all the way down to a mosquito bite. And so how does the suffering arise in connection with those, since the since there is no actual basis for a self in relation to the form, then the self the self is an idea which is a misguided idea or delusion, and through so where does this suffering arise from? Does it arise from itself? Does it arise from something other? Is it created by God? Or does it arise without a cause? One cannot say that it arises in any of these ways. And what it actually arises from is the idea of self. And through entertaining this idea of self and then taking it seriously, the suffering is able to be experienced. The suffering acquires the ground on which it is based in this deluded idea of there being a self.
Zona Luigi Donga de Rogre Sanguia. Rama Kaheke Lujon Yapozo Lujon Yapozona Luigi Donga Yungo Mare Sanguia. In a young, they doubt the neck up this day's pinker and mato, Kato, Lula Tempe Donga de Rotogumar. And then Lula Tempe Donga de Candes and the Drogre. Lula Dabden Zipan Nando de Le Madro to Pato Lula Tempe Donga Drogumare. Lula Dagan Zemba Nando Letrona, Lula Temba Donga Letrona. Dagoson. Damn, my dear. Yeah.
So we have these sufferings based on the body, and one tries various things as devices for avoiding or ridding oneself of suffering related to the body. For example, one may think that through proper nutrition, one may be able to avoid suffering related to the body. Or one may think that through eating medicine, through taking medicine, one will be able to avoid the suffering of the body. Or through engaging in various types of yoga, yogic exercise, that one will be able to avoid the suffering of the body. However, these may help temporarily and for a while, but finally, they are not able to liberate one from the suffering of the body. And why is that? Because the suffering associated with the body derives from this deluded idea of the self. So it is through getting free of this deluded idea of there being a self, that one is able to become liberated from suffering and there is no other way. So then, in relation to these, and these refers to the sufferings that one tries to avoid through proper nutrition, through medicine, or through yogic exercises. If it were the case that one could avoid suffering in these three ways, then wealthy people would not have any sufferings dependent on the body, because wealthy people would have the means of always having the proper nutrition, of always getting the right medicine, and they would have the time to engage in yogic exercises, so they would have no suffering related to the body. However, since the suffering related to the body does not arise in these three through these three avenues, and since the suffering related to the body is connected with the deluded idea of there being a self, it is for this reason that in the Buddha's teaching, the way of becoming free of sufferings related to the body is only by becoming free of this confused idea associated with ego clinging.
Tene ona sem je donga de karil tene songore sena sem je donga de pumbongai na ne chorwa dohe dohe nam ki je pumbol la dembar ki embal la tende dembar ki embam da de ki embal la tende tene sem je donga namba mandawa na so pa yong.
So that was the explanation of how suffering arises in thinking the body as oneself, or there being a self in connection with it. Similarly, in relation to the mind, one has the four aggregates of feeling, interpretation, formations, and consciousness, and through association. So through conceiving of these four, one's feelings, one's interpretations, one's formations, and one's like psychic formations and the consciousnesses, by conceiving of these as being oneself, or conceiving of a self as connected with these, as well as conceiving of these as being truly existent, provides the occasion for the arising of mental suffering.
Dor dona pombo nga la dembar zemba da 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 zemba nam do jo na yang hirap de che na pombo nga po la rang ngo yo ma re rang ngo ma do pa.
So even though sufferings arise in relation to the five aggregates, When investigating these five aggregates with superior, even though suffering arises in relation to the five aggregates through conceiving of these as being the self, or by conceiving of these as being true, truly existent, nevertheless, when one investigates these skandhas with precise knowledge, one finds that they do not have an essence of their own which could constitute them as being existent as such. So not only is it the case in the relation to form, like physical form, but in relation to all of the phenomena associated with samsara or nirvana, there is no actual essence existing in connection with these.
Tele Tarentanda O Kolo Parpe Gongba Padin Dava Trape So Zepetanda Omalanjupe Tekartiava Kakiki.
So then today Rinpoche will explain from one of the authors of the self-empty Madhyamaka school, namely the glorious Chandrakirti, who taught in the text called Umalajupa. Madhyamaka Avatara. So in the Madhyamaka Avatara, Chandrakirti presented the view of the self-empty Madhyamaka school associated with the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma.
Teni telen jumi yenda leta kalake nyega leja mai jumi pan kalay tene telen jona yenti ga yo mai ki par chor par lare ki par pa mai ni ki sabas
So then what is presented here are what are called the four chimetashi. It's the presentation of the statement of the four it's a presentation of the statement of freedom from arising as this relates to the four theoretical conclusions. And this is presented in the root text as follows. There is no arising of itself from itself, so where would arising from others be found? There is also no arising from both, where would arising causelessly be?
Dale jang suwa mare, kewa mare. Dale machi ve jinle yang kewa mare. Dagi ni ka le yang kewa mare.
So the meaning of this in brief then would be that the result itself does not arise from itself as the cause. It also does not arise from some other cause. It also does not arise from a combination of both of these, nor does it arise without a cause.
Then thagi chemi je tamja yakwa re dusi temba mare dusi te chi so re be je ba temba dale me che be jumsin kar re dale me che be re pa mangbo yin me che be re pa am jumsin dagi ni ka le me che be jumsin jumi le me che be jumsin tene je ba che ba sa ba te
so the this is a mere presentation of the statement regarding freedom from arising as this relates to what are called the four extremes or the four theoretical conclusions. What then will follow will be an expanded explanation of the examination logically of how there is no arising of a result from itself. Also no arising of it from something else, no arising from it from a combination of the two, nor an arising of it without a cause. So that will then be explained in detail.
Tena se tang nang ge chu tang ge ta ye le ma ji de se na yang ta par che wa me ba.
So since the outer as well as inner things do not arise from any of these four possibilities, it does not really arise. There is no true arising.
Tajur kona sanang ngopo dada chujin yang takpar chewa mite ta yele ma jirse.
So this could be presented in the form of a syllogism as follows. Given outer and inner substances, these do not truly arise because they do not arise from any of the four possibilities.
Madrum na ter thar jo dal ma ji ba ka ye yin ma ji nikal ma ji jumi le chang ma ji.
If one then says that doesn't follow, it does in the following way, since the result does not arise from itself as the cause, it does not arise from something other, it does not arise from both, nor does it arise without a cause.
Tene te tenche yepo te re re ne tene rekpa mangbo ke rembe rembe drogo yer.
So then for each of these four possibilities named, there are detailed arguments explaining, going into the details of the arguments involved.
Hana tetar yang takbar kiawa meba yina kiawa nama de karre kienga ka nama de kangse na somare sena raba yang takbar kiawa meba yina kienga ka nama mwensom de doma de. So
One can directly perceive arising and ceasing all around one. So how can you say it doesn't really arise? The answer to that is the presentation of the two truths. So in order to explain how, even though there is no real arising, there is an appearance of arising and ceasing,
one has to gain clarity with respect to the two truths, the relative truth and the truth of genuine reality. And these two truths then are presented in the root verse as follows. Since there is authentic as well as pseudo or counterfeit or a relative way of seeing all substances, any discoverable substance will be perceived in two essential ways. There is the authentic seeing, whose object is the precise nature, the actual nature itself, as well as a pseudo-seeing, which is taught as being, as constituting the relative truth.
Ngobo tamche la ngoni yabare, ngoni da karre, tanda tundan denba tang kunzob denba nire. Ngobo tamche la tundan tang kunzob jo ngoni yabi jumtsin karre sana, thongwa yurjin yang takpe, yurjin yang takpam pakpe yehi je, thongchor jik tang, yurjin churpa, yurjin namdo churpa, namdo churpa, lo churpe thongchor niyeba. Lo yang takpe thongchor tang, lo churpe thongchor niyeba se na, ngobo tamje lo ngobo niyeba. Tang, yurjin yang takpe thongwa yorte tundan denbare, lo churpe, churpe thongwa yorte,
So then one can say that in relation to all phenomena or all substances, whether in or outer, that there are two essences or two essential characters, and these are defined with respect to the observer. So there is an observer or a way of observing which is authentic, and there is also a way of observing which is which involves the deluded intellect. So the observer whose observation is authentic relates to the truth of genuine reality, or the ultimate truth, and the observer whose mind is deluded relates to the relative truth.
Tajur ko na sanang ka ngu setang, chetang, setang, chetang, nang ka khe. Sanang ka ngu po nam na chujin.
So in the syllogistic form, one could say, given all outer and inner substances, these are of two essential characters because there are two ways of seeing.
Madrom na thethar. Madrom na thethar. Thongwa yang takpa. Takpa. Phakpa nyam ya yehi je. Thongcho ram sikchor hek tang. Hek yoba kaan ke. Thongwa zunba. Namdo chulpen thongcho chik.
If one then says that doesn't follow, it does, which can be put in the following way. There is the way of seeing which belongs to the noble beings. So there's the form of insight pertaining to a noble being the original wisdom of a noble being as this is experienced in the meditative state. And there is also the way of seeing which pertains to the deluded conceptual intellect. So then, that object which is seen by the observer who is by the observer in the form of the original wisdom of a noble being resting in meditative equipoise is the truth of genuine reality. And that object, which is experienced by an ordinary being through the filter of deluded conceptual intellect, is the relative truth. So then, if one is wondering, then, if we take the one case, namely the case of the object perceived by ordinary beings with deluded conceptual intellect, then one could ask, then, in that case, is it also possible to classify things in terms of truth and falsity? Of being true and false. And the answer to that is presented in the root text as follows. Also, pseudo-seeing, or the relative way of seeing, is considered to have two aspects. Healthy faculties and faculties possessing flaws. The consciousness of those having faculties possessing flaws is classified as distorted relative to a sensory consciousness which functions properly.
Toma zumba tela ta de tenta karasan toma zumba tela yang dikting konzo la tu ten ton ni yare karasan na ba ni re na ba ni de karasan wang bo sarva wang bo la chu me pe toma te dikting konzo la tu te toma yang da kware yang da konzo wang bo chu din wang bo la chu yo ba wang bo la chu su pe yor ton your kangin thoban thonso ten thoma zumba re lokpa kunso re sinje lok kunso re.
So then even in or within a worldly context, that is to say in terms of worldly conventions, one also has the subdivision of relative insight in terms of its being valid or distorted. So valid insight would be defined, or a valid way of seeing would be defined in terms of healthy faculties, and the distorted way of seeing, so this valid way of seeing then would constitute a valid relative truth, and the distorted way of seeing associated with impaired faculties would constitute a distorted or invalid relative truth.
ဝမ်ဘုလန်ထွကျေပါဝမ်ဘုလန်ထွကျေလေပါဒီနေ့ကျင်းကြကားရဆက်ဘောတုံးဝလုံနေကျင်းကြကားရငဘောတုံးဝဘေကင်းအမရာဝရပ်ကျနေယောနာဒီနေ့ထရာခေတံမာဇန်တုံးတံဒရာမတံမေတောလာစောပါနာစောပါနမ်ခတ်တုံးဘလန်တုံးကိုရတယ်တေထုံးအတေဒီနေ့ဝမ်ဘုလချုံရှောပါတယ်မေကဝမ်ဘု
What is meant by the type of perception experienced by impaired faculties, which is defined as the distorted way of seeing, this would refer to, for example, distortions associated with the faculty itself. For example, if there is a faculty affected by a sickness of the gallbladder or illnesses related to the winds or illnesses related to the phlegm or mucus in the body, then various impressions will be experienced by a person having such illnesses. For example, one having the distortions of the phlegm or mucus would have, their eye would be affected to such an extent that they would see strands of hair or peacock's eyes, like the eyes in the feathers of a peacock, or small flies or insects they would see in the sky around them. Maze, the eyes in the tails of, in the tail of a peacock.
Peacock.
Maze do. Maze.
Doi. Maze. Shupatili.
Hey, shupatili.
Oh yeah. Tan thurju yole yoba de karasa na. Thurju yole yoba de. Jike tuje. Setang jawo. Arab je setang jawo. Setang jawo tan. Nyema wese. Ni te na. Tene cho mi na yang. Cho yoba tonang yungre. Tin tonang yoba den thurju wangbo le yoba de. Thurju yole yoba de.
So the first was a case of the cause of the delusion being in the faculty. The second is a case of the cause of the delusion being in the outer object. So an example of this would be the springtime sun beating down on the desert floor and creating the impression of there being water where there in fact is no water. As for example in the desert in Arabia, in Arabian countries. So even though there is no water, the water is perceived, and this would be the cause of the delusion in this case, would not be the faculty, the sensory faculty, but the outer object.
Then I said,
So if one is in the desert and is very thirsty and ahead one sees water in the on the desert floor, and so because of one's thirst one is driven to this water, and when one gets to it then there is no water, it's empty. So then one becomes exhausted, and this is very fatiguing since one actually saw water there, but there wasn't any. One went through the entire effort of getting it.
Then young toyo la mantra, toyo la toyo ma mare ina yang tha rambo ne mo yin chuna mare sampan nam dong chu pa yang kare toyo la mantra wa te yang chu ju se le yo ba yo le yo ba.
So one could also have the delusion of a pile of stones, stones piled up into a votive cairn, as being a person. So even though it's not a person, when seen at a sufficient distance, it could appear to be a person. So this would be another case of the cause of the delusion being in the outer object, since seeing it from a distance, one gets the concept of this being a person. So there could also be the cause for the delusion in the perception could also be found within the mental faculty. So this examples of this would be the type of appearances that one experiences during dreams, which are interpreted as objects by the mental faculty, but are merely dream appearances. Another example would be the type of views coming from wrong philosophical tenets, for example, tenets as to there being no previous or later lives. This would also be a cause of delusion residing in the mental faculty. Another example of it would be the idea of gaining paradise through engaging in battle for the sake of God. So this would also be an example of a the cause of the delusion being present within the mental faculty. So then the last two lines of the root verse say that the consciousness of those having faculties possessing flaws are classified as malfunctioning relative to the sensory consciousness, to a sensory consciousness which is functioning properly. Anything which is perceived by six unimpaired faculties is understood by people operating in a worldly context. Even for those operating in a worldly context, these are true. The rest are classified as distorted, even by those operating in a worldly context.
Wangbo le jiong mei ba, chul ju mei ba wangbo zhou ge tong shou de, jik ting tan yin le du de,
So, in other words, even in terms of worldly conventions, faculties which are functioning without flaws, so faculties which have within them no cause of delusion in the form of a malfunction in the faculty itself, the way that such a healthy faculty perceives is defined even in a worldly context as being valid or true, which is a case of a a valid relative impression or perception, and then relative to that, one defines invalid perception in a worldly context through comparing the functioning of an impaired faculty to one which is healthy. So the impaired fact, the functioning of the impaired faculty is classified as invalid or distorted when comparing it to a healthy faculty. So these classifications of true and or valid and invalid are defined in a worldly context.
So then, in
the context of the self-empty middle path school, the truth of genuine reality, or the ultimate truth, is the emptiness free of elaborations, the emptiness free of all mental fabrications. And for that school, the relative truth is a deluded appearance. However, even given those definitions of ultimate and relative, for a practitioner of this school, anyone operating within a worldly context, that is to say, within the context of the relative truth, will also experience valid or invalid perceptions within the context of that relative truth.
Kunzop den trupen nawa yin yang jikin thani yam jikin je jikin thani la tön te ya da kunzop ta lob kunzop yin te gere den je yin te gere den je yin te ge mare sam be senta senta zo go mare den je ni den je den je te gere ten te ge mare sam be senta zo go mare jikta zo go mare
So then, in the context of this Madhyamaka school, even though the relative truth is defined as being a deluded appearance, nevertheless, there is valid perception as well as invalid perception within the context of the relative truth. So one should not get worried or get frightened thinking, well, the relative truth is only a deluded appearance. One can't really distinguish between true and false within that. That is not the case. Even though the relative level is deluded appearance, there is still the basis for distinguishing between true and false, valid and invalid, within this, the terms of the school.
Okay.